Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He watches over me. Again, welcome to another Ministries United for Yeshua Ministries. Here on Monday night, we changed from a Saturday night to a Monday night, so that way when people go to church on a Sunday morning, we're not interfering with other people having their churches on Sundays. Again, welcome to Ministries United for Yeshua worship service on Monday nights. We're glad to have you this evening. God bless you. And we pray as more people get used to this new time and this new day of having it, that more will be able to partake and be a part. Without further ado, I'm going to bring forth to you Apostle Lionel Gowdy to open us with a word of prayer.
Oh, most gracious and heavenly Father, we just like to say thank you, Heavenly Father. We just like to thank you for what you are doing for us right now and the things that you are continuing to do for us. Heavenly Father, we just so grateful right now to be in your midst, knowing that you chose us for this night's ministry. You chose us, Heavenly Father, to bring a prayer out to all our brothers and sisters, letting them know that it's okay to love God. Heavenly Father, there's so many things going on in this cruel world that it doesn't make sense. But you, Heavenly Father, can just wave your hand and say, it's over. Heavenly Father, we asking that you just keep a head of protection around all of us. We asking, Heavenly Father, that you just hold us up. You just walk with us, Heavenly Father, and talk with us so that we can do the things that you want us to do. Heavenly Father, I know you can do it without a shadow of a doubt. All you have to do is say it, Heavenly Father. That's why we just praising your name right now, Heavenly Father. And we are asking in your precious Son, Jesus' name, to help us, Heavenly Father. Help our children, Heavenly Father. God, the devil is just running wild, Heavenly Father. He's coming to devour. And I know it's in the Bible that all he's doing is killing, stealing, and destroying. And that's what's happening in our families today, Heavenly Father. The devil is running away because they don't want to listen. They don't want to pick up a Bible. They don't want to listen to a word coming from you, Heavenly Father. We just ask them right now, Heavenly Father, that you open up their minds, Heavenly Father. When they go to sleep tonight, put it on their minds and on their heart just to say, thank you, Father, for another day. If it's just anything that's bothering them, Heavenly Father, you said in your own word, we have not because we act not. And right now, Heavenly Father, we ask in your precious Son, Jesus' name, to watch our children, especially, Heavenly Father, because they're just going astray. They're doing things, Heavenly Father, like that.
Lionel, you're breaking up.
I know, Heavenly Father, my thoughts are not like your thoughts, but Heavenly Father, I know without a shadow of a doubt you can help us all like you are helping us right now, Heavenly Father. We just want to say thank you. We just want to praise your name because you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning, and you are the end. You know what we do before we do it, Heavenly Father, but just put it in all our hearts and minds to serve you and you alone. These things and more, I ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We're going to see if we got Apostle Rita here. Hallelujah. Apostle Rita, can you hear me?
Praise God. I can, yes.
Would you continue us in a word of prayer, please?
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So much that is going on today, Father God. God, you just equipped us. You said these days, last days, would be like this, Father. And for us not to be surprised because you're warning us, Father God. Help us take heed to your word. Take heed to the sign. Give a ear to ear and obey what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father God, give us a mind and a heart to seek you as ever before, Father. God, we thank you for all that you're doing. Lord, we thank you for all that you're going to do, Father. God, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for making a way for us to come boldly to your throne. We thank you for just speaking, having a mind to just seek your face tonight. All those that are on the line, Father, bless us even more to have a heart that yearn and hunger and thirst after your righteousness, Father. God, we ask you to touch the speaker tonight, Father. Touch each ear so that we can be obedient and be a blessing and not a hindrance, Father. God, in the name of Jesus, touch this prayer line, my Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before the throne, here's where we come.
Yes,
to our
yes.
Preparation.
Hallelujah.
And seek wisdom. Now we bow as we enter the throne room, and we cast ourselves down at your feet, and we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. In your presence, Lord, is where we must be. In your presence, Lord, is where we come to offer praise and seek wisdom. Now we bow as we enter the throne room, and we cast ourselves down at your feet, and we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. In your presence, Lord, he's where we must be. In your presence, Lord, he's where we come. Lord, in your presence is where we come to offer praise. In your presence, Lord, is where we come to give thanks. In your presence, Lord, is where we must stand, Father. In your presence, Lord, is where we together must be united. In your presence, Lord, is where we must come, Lord God, to seek your wisdom, to seek your righteousness, to seek in faith, Lord God, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Lord God. We believe it on tonight, God. We believe that you're bringing forth all of us together in your power, in your glory, in your mighty riches and mercies, Father God. We thank you, Jesus. In your presence, Lord, is where we must be. Hallelujah. The speaker of the hour tonight, I'll be speaking on, hallelujah, love, the agape love of God, and how we must love one another in the body of Yeshua. Amen. Welcome to the radio broadcast, Rosa, Kitty, Pastor Shanice, Apostle Godwin, as well as Apostle Lionel and Rita. Welcome all of you to the radio broadcast this evening. Blessings to you all. Hallelujah. I know this was a short notice change this past week, but it was a change that needed to be taken place so that it was the next transition of this ministry of where God is getting ready to take us into higher heights and deeper depths. into greater things. Hallelujah. So again, welcome to Ministries United for Yeshua. Pastor, hallelujah, Sabrina, God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight as well. Welcome to our Monday night worship service at Ministries United for Yeshua. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask, hallelujah, Pastor, make sure I get your name here so I don't look at it wrong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle Sharon from Tennessee, do you have a testimony on the current situation with your family member that was in the hospital?
No, I do not. Well, except for that they still are working on getting her body to settle itself.
Hallelujah. But she's in recovery mode, pretty much. Is what it sounds like, that God is recovering her body, and what the devil meant for bad, God gonna turn around for His glory. Amen. I'm standing with you in the gap in prayer, believing with you, my sister, that your family member is going to be okay. That not only she's gonna be okay, but she's going to be victorious and mighty. Amen. Hallelujah. So be encouraged on this evening, on this Monday night. Well, again, we're glad that you're here this evening. Thank you very much for being here this evening to worship with us. Amen. I want us to all just let this one worship and praise song be a blessing to you tonight. This is called At the Cross. Hallelujah. Here it goes. Hallelujah. the cross, we bow our knees. At the cross, we worship and praise the King. At the cross, we lay everything before Him. Because He already took it. He died for it. His blood was shed for it. So tonight, whatever's going on in your life, whatever healing needs to take place, know that that healing can only happen through the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to open everybody's mic on tonight. I'm going to open y'all mics. Hallelujah. Apostle Godwin, thank you so much for being here out of New York. Bless you, my brother. Sister Kitty here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Press 6.
Sister,
cancel this message. Press 6.
Each and every one of you. Pastor Govin is here. Bless you guys. I'm actually on the highway. I'm driving and listening to the program. So not much. I'm just going to put my phone on mute, but I'm going to still listen to the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
That's everyone.
God bless you too, my brother. We have Pastor DeLois and Ron Gratzinger. Glad you guys are here out of Florida. Blessings to you. We have Brian here from the Mobile Home Park. Hallelujah. So blessings on tonight, everybody. Glad that you came here this evening to be a part of the worship service unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glad to be here.
So on tonight, I want to speak to you. I want to come to you. I'm going to pray first, and then we're going to go into the message.
You have reached
the
maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message...
Amen.
This service, hallelujah. I guess there, whoever that is going to get a nice little message. but you know what better witnessing opportunity as well? Hallelujah. So, this evening, let this message about love come to you and resonate in your spirit. And if I can each one of you could invite one person.
You have
each
reached
week.
Maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Hallelujah.
If you are satisfied with your.
We could turn around and be a witness to many more people. Amen.
Amen.
So let's work together.
Amen.
We can't do this alone. I know this is a new Monday night service, so some people were kind of informed a little bit last minute. Some didn't. Weren't paying attention to the group message that it was sent out on the group message yesterday. Again, I sent it out on Saturday and also Sunday. So I did try to at least let people know a few days in advance to kind of give everybody a heads up. There would not be a Saturday night service. So, God bless you all. I'm glad you're here this evening. This is not going to be a long service tonight. But, Father God, I pray that you word your servant's mouth on this evening, Father. This word will, Lord God, come like a two-edged sword, Father God. But, Lord God, it also, Lord God, will touch each of our hearts to be different and to really walk in your love with one another, Father God. We just thank you in Jesus' name we pray. And first of all, can everybody hear me very good?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, if you cannot hear me, don't be afraid to text me. Y'all know my cell phone number. Pretty much everybody's got my number. So tonight is going to be about the agape love. The Bible says that we are to sit and mark ourselves after the footsteps of Jesus Christ. How did Jesus come to the earth? Jesus came to the earth, you know, in human flesh through his, you know, which was God as God incarnated in flesh. Okay. Thus giving us no excuse to not walk in unconditional love with one another. God actually mandates to us our first ministry is love. And in John 4:8, it says, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. See,
amen.
If you don't mm-hmm. tell your sister or brother the truth, recently we went through something in the ministry where Lionel and I know this very well because Lionel's been with the ministry since it's pretty much opened. And he was here from day one when we were building this ministry. And we've been through, this is our second transition. And I'm sure that as God changes things over time with ministries, he can take you into a different direction, a different spiritual level or a different spiritual dimension. And I'll talk about that on another night. But the point being here tonight is that we must long forbear and long suffer with one another. When man says to give up on somebody, God said in the word of God, he said what? When they asked him, when the disciple asked him, how many times shall I forgive my brother? What did he say? And this is all, this all has to do with love. 77 mm-hmm. times 7 is 490 times in a day. That means that our love should be infinite. How much things has God forgiven you for? How much love has God shown you? And all that love that God done showed you is the same agape love that should live on the inside of you. That if the love of God lives on the inside of you, as it says in 1 John 4:8, then if you are of him, you will not love your brother and sister based on the condition of how they love you, but you will love them despite how they treat you. Many say, oh, well, I can't love them because they're not easy to be loved. That's God. That's not even godly. To even say that I can't worship. How can we say, Apostle Sharon, that I can't worship with you because you're in that church and I'm over here? That's not love. Love covers a multitude.
Yes, it does.
Love draws them into the kingdom, not push away. By love, a world can be changed. By love, and I'm talking about God's agape love, because even God's agape love has tough love. He has corrective love. He has love that will reproof and rebuke us when we're wrong, like a parent would with their child. Hallelujah. Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Then what is it for us in the body of what's supposed to be the body of Yeshua? What is our excuse for not loving one another? It's not enough to say that you love each other, but it's more to love one another in action. A commandment in John 13:34-35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. How, Lionel, how can I have love for you when I'm loving you based upon condition?
Amen.
If I'm loving you based upon how you treat me, if I'm loving you based upon how well you preach, or I'm loving you just because you can't say you love me, but if you have an ought against a sister or brother and you don't come to them, you don't love me.
Amen.
If you ain't willing to come to me and share where I'm going in error, you can't say that you love me. Greater love, John 15:13, has no one than this. The one lay down his life for his friend. We don't see that selfless love today.
No, you don't.
In 90% of the world in general, we see more of it being money hungry, how this one can gain over that, how this one can get to this title or that title. And we lost the essence of what the Bible said, even to the point of where we are willing to lay our lives down for one another. It ain't just talking about laying it down in the natural, sisters and brothers. It's talking about laying it down. And I'm not talking about laying down in the spiritual in the sense of going to hell, but I'm talking about laying it down in the spiritual in the sense of you are willing to go to whatever extent it matter, as long as that extent is honoring of God, of course, to reach that brother or that sister. Recently, when we went through something in this ministry where four times we allowed a person to come back, and we went through that part of scripture where it says an ought against their brother or sister, we went through that four different times. Lionel and Rita can tell you that we did. And we loved this man of God. But there comes to a point where God's love will turn to tough love, where God will say, and according to the Romans, the 8th chapter, he turned you over to a reprobate mind state, because God's love, hallelujah, cannot be abused. How many of us are trying to treat God like a sugar daddy?
Amen.
How many of us are trying to sit and act like God got to give us all this stuff, but we don't want to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness?
Amen.
The Bible Amen. Says seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Oh, but nobody want to tell you that. Well, let me tell you, you come here, yeah, we have prophetic nights. Yeah, we got nights that come with those nights of encouraging words and prosperity and things, but we're balanced ministry, meaning we're going to come to you with the hardcore word of what's going to save your soul and not what's going to please your ears. That's why we've gone anywhere from 6 people all the way up to 15 or 20, and we've gone down, hallelujah. But see, it's not about the amount, hallelujah, of how many we have, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it is about how much together we can unite and bring forth his truth in love. What is truth without love? It's nothing but a resounding cymbal. It's like a dead horse beating it over and over again. And that dead horse, you're just beating it and beating it and beating it, and you're not getting anywhere.
Amen.
Some of us, we've allowed it to take 60-some years or 40-some or 30-some years, where we think we know so much, and not to realize that we know so little.
Amen.
For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Do you understand what that believes means?
Oh, yeah.
That believes is not just hallelujah. That believes is a plural word. Do you understand what the plural word of believes means? It is an action word. So what does that mean? That you must have an action to follow your belief.
Amen, you do. Yes.
Amen.
But we got this so-called thing out here today where we think that believe is a good enough without the action to follow that reaction of the word believe. Where we think we can live any way we want and still go to heaven.
Oh, no. Don't work that way.
Here's the problem. Nobody wants to endure anything anymore. No one wants to love one another anymore. It's all about me, me, I, she, ooh, 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 ah. Y'all get the picture.
Yep.
Amen.
It ain't even about. See, when my wife, if I wouldn't have listened to her recently, she loved me enough to bear with me for 7 years. And we're getting ready to celebrate our 7th year of marriage, going into our 8th, I'm sorry. Finishing our 7th year of marriage, going into our 8th year of marriage, where I told my wife I'm grateful to God. And I ain't going to tell you it's been peaches and cream. I didn't know how to love. I didn't even know how to love myself till I met my
Amen.
Wife seven years ago.
Amen.
Going into this 8th year of marriage, I told my wife, the Lord showed me new beginnings. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But here's the problem. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. But here's the problem. No one fears God's love. Now some would say, what do you mean by that? And that means no one reverences his love. A good portion, I won't say no one, but a good portion do not reverence his love. God's heart is broken. The Lord has come to a point where he says, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. But see, it's not really want to use the word fear, but you want to use the word reverence.
Amen.
We must reverence that love of God that he said in Luke 10:27, and he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. How can I say that I am loving my wife, hallelujah, when I can't listen to her?
Mm-hmm.
How can I say that I love my sister or brother, but they don't have a voice in the ministry on a Monday night, or they can't call me in the middle of the night for prayer? Or certain person's not here tonight, but I remember when her pastor couldn't do it, but I went over to her house, and my wife and I together, we went over to her house, and I was over there for 5 to 6 hours straight from 12 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock in the morning, and I had a call on a ministry reserve, a brother in Christ, and we tried to knock some sense into this young man to save his life from going to prison. He didn't listen, and now because he didn't listen to that love that God done given him, that love that God then tried to draw him by, he's in prison today. That's when you're abusing God's love.
Yep.
Don't abuse his love. Don't take his love for granted in your life. Because as quick as a twinkling of an eye, your life could be over. That's what we're talking about, the reverence of God's love. I didn't know what angle God was going to bring this message from tonight. I had no idea until this afternoon what I was going to be preaching. I just knew it was about love. And the Lord said, type in agape love. And then a bunch of scriptures came up, and the Lord said, now go and look at these scriptures. And then the Lord gave me in sequence of which ones to go and how far. I've realized that some of the best messages of that have come out, Lionel, are the ones that the Lord has brought out last minute.
Amen.
Why? Because it's not of me, it's of him.
Amen.
John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Amen.
What does that mean by keep my commandments? That doesn't just mean the Ten Commandments, but that means any guideline, law, or anything that God done written in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations. Hallelujah. And also, yes, the Bible says that some sins are unto death and some sins are not unto death. And those sins that are not unto death are those things that it may be lawful but not expedient. What does that mean by not expedient? That means that they could be harmful to your natural life. Whoa, whoa,
amen.
Whoa, did I go there? Did I dare go there tonight? We wonder why sicknesses and diseases are happening. We wonder why certain things are happening in our lives. See, I'm getting ready to reintroduce a ministry to you guys that one person tried to that detour me from this man of God, but this man of God really does love and care for God's kingdom and care for his people. This man of God, Lionel and I both know who he is. Both of us know him for I know him a little bit better, but Lionel knows him as well. They've had a couple conversations in the past.
Amen.
But an awesome man of God that can bring the Hebrew side of things to get us to understand not just Genesis to Revelations, but how better for us to understand what he wrote in the first four books that were ever written before Genesis to Revelations. And when we do that, we will understand even greater the rest of God's word. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to know how to be healthy, go back and read the first four books that were ever written. The book of Enoch, the book of Tanakh. Hallelujah. There's a couple others. I can't remember them right offhand. But there's four different books that came before this that in those books it tells us how to live a healthy life. It even goes into there where it talks about not eating pork and certain other things. These were not mandates for us that we had to do, but these were things that God suggested we should do if we wanted to live a productive and successful and healthy life. Then you want to look at the historical value of God's word. You can go through those four books to understand the historical value of why and where we brought it from being what was at one point too tough for humankind, where then God had enough pity on us as a human race to bring forth Jesus Christ, hallelujah, as a new covenant. So we must understand all of God. Are we going to know everything? No. But we have to be willing to have a where we can understand all of him. Where we're putting forth that effort to understand all of him. Amen?
Amen.
How can we say we love him, but we're only willing to go Genesis to Revelations? How can we say we love him when we're not willing to stand upon his truth? How can we say we love the ones that we are teaching and preaching and ministering to when we're holding back certain parts of the Bible? No, if we're going to preach, we must preach it all.
Amen.
If we are going to go forth in his word, we must go forth in all of it. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect, sisters and brothers. But do you know who makes you perfect?
God.
No. Come to another person. Who is his son?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
That's right. Jesus said that he lived on the inside.
Amen.
So because Jesus lives on the inside of you, if you have truly tasted and seen of him, there is no such thing as actually losing your actual salvation. The only thing that can happen is that if you did not truly taste and see of him, you did not truly know who he is, you are what the Bible calls a bastard, thus being, and it's in the Bible, you are what the Bible calls a bastard, thus meaning you were never a part of him in the first place.
Amen.
But see, this ain't being preached. It's either once saved, always saved, bowl garbage, or it's you lose your salvation. No, God never said neither of those. Neither of those are really backed up in Scripture. But what I'm bringing to you tonight is backed up in Scripture. That he says you was a bastard and never a part of him. You never really meant that, what you took as in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, 9th verse. He said those that shall be saved. What does that shall mean? That means the act of being saved. We must love also our own soul enough to fight every day to be holy as Jesus is holy.
Amen.
But holiness isn't being preached anymore. Holiness, is, for the most part, in 90% of the church across the world, hallelujah, you got people in other countries that are losing their lives. And what is our excuse? They're uniting together. They're standing together. Some of these people I know that I've known for 7 or 8 years now, and I haven't had the money to be able to help certain ministries overseas, but I've helped them in spiritual ways, in prayer and other things, and they were so grateful just to have my friendship. Hallelujah. That what I, silver and gold I do not have, but what I can give you is greater.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Silver and gold we may not have, but his agape love we do have. Stop lying to your sister and brother and start telling them the truth.
Amen.
Stop not standing up for the truth in your families.
Amen.
Stop worrying about losing family members just because you got to stand for the truth.
Amen.
The Bible says forsaking all others for him. That means if you aren't willing to tell that person the truth, then that means you are treating them as an idol. It is a form of idolatry. Because thus you are putting them before God. I don't know about y'all. I want to stand before Jesus when that day come and miss out.
Amen.
I don't want him to say to me, I don't want him to turn around and not say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Y'all bear with me for just one moment, please. Hallelujah. I got someone that just texted me that's trying to get into the lines. Give me one moment here, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, sisters and brothers, it's time. How can we say we love one another when us as a body of Yeshua cannot unite together, cannot fellowship together? There's no such thing as a church over here or a church over there or a ministry over here or a ministry over there. We are the house of God.
Yes, we are. Amen.
It's time out for this bull garbage. I had someone online tell me, I cannot be a part of your ministry. I cannot come a part of what you're doing, nor fellowship with you because you don't go to my church. I want to know where that's in Scripture.
Right.
I want to know where Jesus even said that. I don't know about y'all, but I'm about sick and tired of foolish fools. Hallelujah. We got some that want to say, let's push this under the rug. Pushing it under the rug ain't going to take care of it. If you love me enough, you're going to come to me and you're going to share with me where I may be going wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think the Lord has pretty much said what he said, want to say tonight to the kingdom. And I'm going to open up the floor now. I'm going to call, I'm going to say the first three digits of your number, not your area code, but your number. And you're more than welcome to, if you would like to share or expound, please keep it at a minute or two. I'm going to start with Sister Kitty. Is there anything you would like to say off of what's been shared tonight?
Yeah, you can't just say I love you and not show it. Yeah. Preaching isn't just using the words in the scripture. It's action, too.
That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 500. Mr. Godwin.
Praise God. Apostle Nick, good night again. God bless you and God bless each and every one on this line. It was a great word of love. It was very, very inspired in you talking about the unconditional love. And that is something that every believer should do. Love unconditionally, not based on the condition of a person, what they do for you or what you can do for them, but regards any circumstances and situation, we just love them all. So thank you very much for that very, very great word, and God bless you all. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't go yet anywhere, my brother, because the Lord does have a word for you. Hallelujah. I've been waiting, but I love you, my friend. I really enjoyed that conversation we had a little while back, and God is still moving things forward with the ministry. And as well, I can't wait till you do come to Wisconsin and we work together and bring forth the kingdom work of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. 509. The first three digits of your number is 509.
That would be mine.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Apostle Rita.
Praise God. It's a blessed word. The word is just always good. Praise God. The love of God. More we surrender to God, the more we understand what love is.
Hallelujah.
Just thank God for the love that He has set on us for His Son Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle, I know.
If you got love in your heart and you loving God and you can't love your brother and sister, you're phony. Anyway, you know, how can you say you love God and not love your brother and sister that's right here with you? It's just like you're just talking. You just exist. If you ain't got the love in your heart, and you can't show it, you ain't got it. It's just plain and simple. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, because you're doing more hurt. You're doing more hurt on one another by not telling
Amen.
One or the other the truth of God.
Amen.
You're not really being a help to me, nor are you loving me.
Amen.
By not holding me to God's word.
Amen.
To His truth.
It's
so don't come to me and tell me you are my brother or you are my sister and that you love me if you cannot first tell me when I am in error.
Amen.
Just because I'm an apostle does not mean that I am any greater than you.
Amen.
Does not mean
nope.
that you cannot come to me. Lynell's come to me at times. Rita's Come to Me, Dolores and Ron have come. Hallelujah. Even my brother David Floyd comes and he shares sometime with me. Even sometime when he says, brother, maybe you want to say something a little bit different this way or do it a little bit different this way. Why? Because I'm still a young apostle and I ain't got it all together. And God is constantly training me. Even my wife, if I wouldn't have listened to her the other night, we would not have had the money sitting in my pocket right now. Hallelujah. I had 29 cents left in my bank today. And I had no idea how I was going to pay the next thing that needed to be paid or put gas in the vehicle or get food for this evening. And all of a sudden, two people call me, contact me, and in two sales, I made almost $100.
Amen.
How? Because my wife says, Nick, let's go stop by the thrift shop. And I stop by the thrift shop, and there's an area where they have an overflow area where they allow you to come and grab things. And we went and we grabbed and we found, let's just say we hit the lottery last night.
Amen.
As you would say. Hey, I want to say you use the lottery word lottery, but y'all get the picture of what I'm saying. And overnight we made that, and somebody contacted, said, can you bring that here? Can you bring that there? And then we had money even left over. Hallelujah. You know, God's love, even to the point where he meets our needs when we have faith. When I told my wife, I said, God's going to make a way. He always does.
Amen.
I said, yeah, I may be starting a new job. I said, and made a hard decision with ministry and things. She's like, Nick, are we sure we made the right decision? Are we sure that we made the right decision, Nick, and stuff? And I said, yes, we are, baby. I said, sometimes things come as a test. A lot of times these things are tests and trial of our faith. How much are you willing to stand the test for Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. And it becomes a testimony for you to share with others so that others will do the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle Sharon, God bless you this evening. Is there anything you would like to share off of what's been shared tonight about the love of God and sometimes tough love or holding one another accountable love or whatever you would like to share off of this, ma'am?
Well, I give God glory for the word tonight, and that is something that we all see in the kingdom of God and in the household of faith should understand, and he understood relationship, how covenant relationship is. And really, to obey him is to love him. And if we're not obeying him, we're not really loving the Lord anyway. We have to obey him in the precepts that he set before us. And there are some things that we do need to do. We need to love the Lord, our God, with all our heart, all our soul, all our being. And then our neighbor as ourselves, we need to know who our neighbor is and to really love them. We can't, like Apostle said, you can't say you love me and you love God and you don't even like your brother or your sister that you see every day. Something wrong with that in your mind. Something wrong with that in your thinking. Something wrong with that in your heart balance. You cannot love God and hate people, period.
That's right.
No way.
Come on.
Come on. But about it, you miss
right.
The whole thing. That the reason why Jesus came, you'll miss why he became the Lamb of God, the supreme sacrifice for us. You'll miss the understanding of why how this is supposed to function. See, I think we've been locked into the pastoral age and the church itself, so much so that we omit the kingdom, how the kingdom flows. We don't work the kingdom like we're one body. We act like we're several different organisms and not
come on.
We're one body,
come on.
Men and members. That's the problem. We don't love. The Lord Jesus himself say, the eye can't tell the hand, I don't need you. The head can't tell the foot, I don't need you. It's one body. Many, many.
Come on, come on.
You may not do what I do or even have what I have to do, but we all are supposed to work together as one. When we
hallelujah.
Oh, God, we're going to do some real stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
I'm about kingdom, and I'm experiencing something. So God will give you something. I learned this in the recent years. That God will allow you to really experience that agape love with another individual on a plane that you will understand the fullness of his love. Something that there's a scripture that talks about, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge.
You can charge
that you may be filled with the fullness of God. God wants us filled with peace. If we get that, woo, we'll love everything and everybody, everything. We go every place. It ain't got nothing to do with culture. It has nothing to do with creed. It has nothing to do with ethnicity, melatonin.
No, come on.
It has nothing to do with none of that because he already told us that all nations is just one drop in the bucket and everybody is one blue. So, hello, we got to learn to
come on.
Walk in.
Hallelujah.
It's unconditional love. And yeah, it will give you some tough, get some tough love in it too. He just was talking about you. Whom the love loves, he say. Whom the Lord loves, he chases. He chasing those. So
that's
our own parents will chasing us. And you know, back in the day, your parents would tell you, you know, if you're just gonna hurt me more than they hurt you, yeah, hurt God. If we gotta get you, but he gotta get you because he don't want you to walk in error. He don't want you to act out misbehaved. He wants you to do it correctly and get it correct the first time. So I appreciate the teaching. I appreciate the word of God because he comes to do and he comes to make our lives even better so that we actually are operating and living in the life and that more abundantly. Because God came, his love came to make us full of him. I bless God for that. And that's all I'm going to say. Thank God.
Now you was preaching. It's rich tonight. It really is rich.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Apostle David Floyd.
Yes, sir. Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Come on now. I know you want a little piece of this. Come on.
Oh, I was late. Sorry. Stupid bus lines, but the foot needs to be satisfied being the very best foot he can because that's what's best for the kingdom. Seems like all these people, though, they want to do this, they want to do that, and a lot of them are self-appointed. But, you know, what I never hear them talk about is humbling themselves. They don't want to humble themselves before God. And, you know, God's word says, if you would, my people called by my name would only humble themselves, I will heal their lands. That's a paraphrase of Dave, by the way. There's a lot of that going on around here. I've seen around here is, you know, I don't want to badmouth any church, but you know they want to do all these spiritual gifts and stuff that and just jump out there, you know. But they forget about the relationship part of it, and you know that's when you start getting into that foot wanting to be the eyeball or you know the hands and all that. Well, I tell them around here, I said, you know what, my mantle authority looks exactly like a toilet mop. You know why? Because that's what it was for 3 years before they ever handed me a microphone. So, you know, you got to be an apprentice before you can be an apostle. If you expect to be anywhere in the kingdom, you better go kingdom first. And, I mean,
that's
humility.
Right.
There's just no humility. It don't seem like in this instant gratification, I want it yesterday kind of attitude that seems it's really prevalent right now. And it, I mean, it's a bad spirit of Jezebel running around. You know, like a buddy of mine said, there's a devil on every front row of every church, and he said, and there's a whole bunch of them at that church is going places. So just kind of keep an eye, you know, out for it, because, I mean, expect it, because he's going to attack what hits him the hardest. And it's just, that's just what I've been observing lately. And, you know, it's got to do with the foot not wanting to be the foot and being the best. It's not happy there, but, you know, I'm going to operate the best where my anointing calls me to go, and I'll be more than abundant to fulfill that job. And, you know, that's where I'm the happiest. This week I'm going to be taking a group of boys up to Ranger, Royal Ranger Camp, Assemblies of God. Man, I can't wait. I get to go serve. And, you know, it humbles me because last year we seen about 120 kids give their life to Christ. And who knows what this next weekend is going to bring. I love it. I won't get to say a word other than, you know, maybe one-on-one with some of these kids. And, you know, I just pray that I get the right words to say at the right time, you know. So you guys might pray for me that I'd be patient with some of them. Some of them are a little handful to deal with at times. And I'm going to get to go be the best foot soldier I can this weekend, because that's what I'm called to go do.
Hallelujah.
So.
Hallelujah. But see, what you just talked about is showing love. It was an act of love, brother. An act of love is to serve. We must first learn how to serve before we can lead. And let me tell you something, even when you lead, you must continue to have a servant's heart. If you ain't got that servant's heart, you don't belong in leadership. Simple as that.
That's right.
Because, you know what?
I was 12 dirty feet.
I remember back in the day when we, you know, I in the church, I grew up here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we served hundreds of homeless. You know, Milwaukee Outreach Center, I volunteered every year, and, you know, all the way through my childhood, all the way up on. And I loved it because I got a chance to serve. I always loved going to Elmbrook Church and being a part of No Regrets and being able to volunteer and serve for that. You know, and being a part of the homeless ministry for a year that our church did, where we served the homeless around the clock. We got a chance to minister and witness. We got a chance to give them food and meet the needs of our brethren and our sister. Those that have been affected, hallelujah, by the devil, have been messed with the devil. We ourselves must not forget where we came from, lest ye ought be the one that falls to the wayside. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Just because I've seen pastors. I mean, seriously, I've seen pastors that I grew up under. Some of those are no longer here. They're dead and gone. And I'm talking about dead and gone at a young age. My own sister was a pastor. Died at 39 years old.
Oh, wow.
Pastor Herb Byers, 52 years old. Minister Terry Graves died at 51. Many that have gone on before us at a young age, some of them it was their time. Some it was because they could not listen, nor could they walk in the love of God. Some, there are many different reasons. Hallelujah. But the point here tonight is, don't be caught unaware where God can say to you, you are not of me because you could not walk in my love. I don't know about y'all, but that's a chilling thing for God to say to any of us.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I got my wife on here tonight. Leslie, are you there? I know I got her number. Can you hear me, Leslie?
I'm going to step away from my mic. I'll be able to hear you, but I'm not going to be able to speak back for a minute, Nick. So
no problem, brother.
If you ask
no
any
problem.
Questions, it'll take me a minute.
No problem, brother. Leslie, can you hear me? She's probably dealing with my son right now. But I just want to make sure I didn't forget about her, y'all. If it wasn't for my wife on these nights, I would not be able to go forth with the broadcast. So she's a viable part of the ministry that is very important. And her watching over my little boy, you know, it allows me to be able to go forth. And y'all continue to pray, because we're in the process of looking for someone to watch him, you know, during the evenings when we're doing ministry like this, or
you have reached the maximum time permitted for recording.
Other things as they come forward, amen.
Amen.
So, Prophetess Latoya.
Yes.
Anything you would like to share or expound upon?
I'm just in agreement with everyone that just spoken this evening, because honestly, I was just talking to my mother the other day and saying how just you don't really see real, true, authentic love from people anymore, you know, and like it was spoken earlier, how can you say you love God but hate your brother? And the Word of God even said there's, you know, you're a liar and the truth is not in you when you act like that. And so that just encouraged me, you know, just to continue to show love to everybody, you know, and that how vital it is in this time of, you know, everything that's been going on in our country and in the world as a whole, like how love is really needed right now. And that just encouraged me. So thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Let me undo his mic, open his mic up. Apostle Godwin would like to share with y'all a testimony of what he has actually seen. He's a traveling evangelist, y'all. He travels all over the country, preaching and teaching God's word. And so that's actually what him and I are going to do down the road together, as we go across the United States of America. Before I leave this earth, my plan is to hit all 50 states of the United States of America. And the plan as well, what the Lord has shown me, is that we're going to at least shake at least one city in every state. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And when that spiritual shakening happens, that city will never be the same, because it's not us that did it, it's Jesus that did it through us.
Amen.
So, Apostle Godwin, if you would look, go ahead and come forth and share what you were just texting me about.
Amen. Upon hearing you, Apostle Nick, and how you used to reach out to homeless, today I was driving by, and I went to do some work and then returning home. And on my way home, I saw this homeless man, so I pulled over to the corner, and then I went over to meet him. And when I went over to meet this man, I greet him and everything, and ask him. I had a little conversation with him, and ask him, tell me about yourself. And so he started telling me that he grew up in Las Vegas, and this is his word. He started making his confession. He said, all my life I've been serving the devil, and selling drugs, using drugs, and I scammed my life, and at this point he says, I don't think I want to do that anymore. And I says, so what do you want? And he says, I am hungry at this moment right now. I want some food, but most of all, I want a Bible. And he says, amen, praise God, you know. And he says, would you pray for me? And I says, okay, I'll pray for you. And a matter of fact, I have a Bible in my car.
I'll give you that Bible. So I went into my car, I picked up that Bible, returned it back to him, I give it to him, and I pray with him, got him a few dollars to get some food. But the most important part is he started to confess and asking God to forgive him for his sin and what he had done. And it was tremendously amazing to me, and I said, to God be glory. What a turnaround this man's life is going to be. He realized that he had messed up, and now he needed God. And it's never too late for someone to come to God and say, God, I want you, and I am sorry for what I have done. So it was great. And I thank God that I was able to reach the very need that he was asking for. You know, give him something to eat and the Bible and pray with him. So thank God, you know. And so when you start talking about a homeless, I said, I have to share this testimony, you know, because it's the glory of God. I just want to thank God for that.
You know, I want to share on my wife tonight.
Amen.
You know, I'm just so blessed by her and things that she tells me, you know. The other day she was, you know, saying, cause I'm not a person that likes to go do, you know, I do the driving for this, but it's something that has become very popular in America, and they call it dumpster diving. I don't know if y'all ever heard of dumpster diving.
Oh yeah.
yeah.
Well,
yes, sir.
I mean, we hit thrift stores. We hit just about anywhere we can get some, you know, and I mean, one of the things we found the other night was what made us some money tonight, you know, and put a little cash in our pocket, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, my wife goes, I have a feeling in my spirit. We need to go there. Well, this woman is thinking so much of other people. She goes, my nieces need clothes. My nephews need this. And then she's thinking about. But, you know, my sister-in-law does a homeless ministry here in Milwaukee. And, you know, she's like, what about if Dee and I go back there, there's so much overflow of stuff that they just leave it there. She goes, what if we go back there and we just go searching through the stuff and see what we can find for the homeless and all those that are in need? And I started looking at a selfless heart. I started looking at how us in America, we are so wasteful. Think about that food that you're throwing away. Think about those clothes that you're giving to Goodwill when you can give them to a place like here in Milwaukee, a place called Probacals or a church that gives them away. Give it to places that are going to bless people.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
You know, this is what and there's times that I sell stuff, and there's even times that I give stuff away. In the whole time that I from the time I was single to the time I've been married, I've given 3 vehicles away in my life with no strings attached. Did not care what they could give me in return. In the middle of a winter, I saw a family that had no vehicle, traveling on a bus for X amount of, about they travel about 2 hours a day to get to church every Sunday. And every Friday, faithful. And also choir nights and stuff. And finally, the Lord said that night, he said, you're going to go take the bus, and you're going to give them your car. And I said, Lord, I don't want to take the bus in the middle of the winter. It's below zero out here. He said, well, what about those children? You were once a child. We are not, we have become a selfish people versus a selfless people. Where I turned around and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And I sat and I walked up to the gentleman after church that night and I handed him the keys to the car. And I said, The title will stay in my name, but the Lord said from here on out, you are to drive this car throughout the winter for you and your family until you can find another vehicle. Well, they landed up driving it into the ground anyways, but y'all get the picture of what I'm saying, is that our love should be so selfless that material items don't mean nothing to you. Your pride shouldn't even matter. When I watched my wife willing to dig through clothing, to go into dumpsters and get things that are perfectly nice. I mean, seriously, there's so much nice stuff that is thrown away by rich people, by people that are middle class, even by people that are poverty stricken. We throw so much away that someone that's homeless could use it. Someone that's less fortunate could use it. Hallelujah. With so much that is thrown away, there's no reason why here in America that even one person should go without a piece of meat on a plate at night. Y'all understand what I'm saying here tonight? That is true love.
Amen.
And I'm not saying that you got to go dumpster diving. What I'm saying is go through your home and look at the things that you're wasting time with that you're really not using, that you can bless somebody else with. Look in your clothes. I've given away so many clothes throughout my time clothes don't mean nothing to me. Material. What did Jesus say to the rich man? He said to the rich man, he says, sell everything you have and follow me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, and now at this time, God told me not to sell my truck at the moment, because then you also have to use wisdom. You have to be a steward over what God gives you and things like that. So if we say we love God, we must also be a steward of what God has given us.
Amen.
Yep.
But here in
Amen.
America, are we stewards over what God has given us? Can we truly say that in action we have shown him that love that he has shown us? When you get ready to sin, do that next sin that you're going to do. Think that sin that you're getting ready to commit. Now you are now committing treason against that love that God had given you. Y'all follow?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, don't commit treason against the love that God has given you. Hallelujah. Don't be a fraud, but be a realist of his love. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Apostle Sharon?
Yeah.
Are you busy next week, Monday? I have a reason why I'm asking.
I'm listening.
Okay. If you're not busy, I enjoyed what you had to say tonight, and I would love for you to come and preach on that even further Monday night. On what you shared here tonight, because what you shared here tonight, for just that short period you did, there was so much meat in what you were saying, and it was so strong and powerful. That's what this ministry of United in Yeshua is all about.
Will be.
What's that?
Will be.
Amen. So y'all heard the apostle? Y'all heard who the guest speaker is for next week? Apostle Sharon.
Amen.
Apostle Sharon out of Tennessee.
Amen.
In the name of your ministry, Apostle Sharon.
Conveying Life Ministry.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead and text that to me, because my memory's not always good. Please do that if you don't mind, because that way I can put it on the headline when we send it out to everybody this upcoming week. Y'all pray for me as I started a new job that is totally it's different than I've used, but there's a lot of financial blessing in this job that God has given me, and I believe he's really going to, it's given me the chance to work from home, and and be able to take the ministry mobile to the direction that God wants for it to go. I can pretty much, all I need is an internet signal wherever I go. Well, anywhere in the United States, there's an internet signal. So we're good. So, you know, I can be able to provide for my family and something I'm learning is how little we actually really need. And there's so many things that have come out nowadays where there's things that have been put there for us to be a steward over what God has given us. And sometimes we spend unnecessary money on certain things that we really don't need to spend it on. You know, I just found out that my Spectrum bill for my thing was going up another $30. But then they cut the amount of stuff we were getting for what we were paying. Y'all following what I'm saying?
Don't. Yeah.
No, you don't.
So I turned around and I called him and I said, no, God told me to be a steward over what I have. I said, no more. I said, I don't want your TV or your telephone service starting next month. I said, I will only have your internet. I'm not going to pay your all ridiculous prices. The Lord said, go online, Nick. And I went online and I found out they got Amazon Fire Stick and I can still get cable television service through there a lot cheaper. Hallelujah. So it's all about knowing how to be thrifty and how to know to cut the costs so that you can actually turn around and be a blessing to the kingdom of God. We all say we don't have the money for this or that. Well, in the 7 years that we've been in ministry, we've rarely asked anyone for money. Amen? And anyone that knows me will know that I really, honestly, never have. Lionel will tell you personally that here and there we might ask for this or that, but for the most part, we don't push it like a lot of ministries do. So we're getting ready to go into the fundraiser part of the ministry this year, where we're fundraising to go on the road, and y'all pray for that. I'll be sending everybody out a thing and of where you can donate, and you don't have to do it all at once. If you want to donate throughout the year, $5, $10 here or there, that's fine. Everything is a blessing. Amen. Whatever you can give is a blessing. I don't tell people give a $50 offering and a $30. No, I don't do that. That ain't of God. You know, there are times where the Lord will say, give a $25 seed or something, and he's going to bless you, but it has to be by God saying it and not you saying it. Amen. Hallelujah. I really believe that you guys truly love us and you're going to support this ministry for the future endeavors of where the Lord's going to take it. And as well, I will support yours as well whenever we can as well at times too. So the endeavor we're getting ready to go upon is not an easy endeavor. It is a journey. My wife and I are coming out of our wilderness experience in the spiritual. Hallelujah. And I'll share more about that on another night. I don't want to prolong this anymore. So, Father God, we come home before your throne of grace and mercy, Lord. Thanking you for your riches and your mercy, Lord. Thanking you for your service being preached on tonight. For your love being said. For the action of it, Lord God, that we must endure to the end, Lord God, in order for us to be saved, Father. So, Lord, let us endure to the end of our lives or to the end when you come and we stand before you. Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your way and let us not leave your presence, Lord God, as we leave this place. Lord, let us continue to pray for one another and let us be held in your protective arms. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody have a wonderful and great night. Apostle Rita, if you want to share
about the
Wednesday night before we call it a night, just share about the number for it and everything.
Praise God. Your Wednesday night, you start at 7:30 Eastern time.
Okay.
Praise God. And the number is, let me just turn to it. The number is 515-606-5192. The code is 676-212. Okay. Praise God.
So y'all get that six? Oh, sorry.
Can you put that out in a text, group text?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll text it to me, and I'll text it to all y'all. Also,
awesome.
Do I have everybody's permission? In the Revival Road Evangelism group, I believe, Apostle Sharon, I would love to add you to our Road Evangelism group. Apostle Godwin, I believe I already added you, but I would double check. David Floyd, I don't know if I did or not. Each one of you, if you would be a part of that, this is a way of us to stay in the loop with one another and you to be able to see the updates of everything that is coming forward for the future.
One thing I would suggest on that is when you put a text out, attach your name to it so we know who we're talking to.
Well, you should be able to see my name when I post.
I'll post that, or I'm not going to be able to make it tonight, then I'll have like five different responses from five different numbers, like who is this, or...
Oh, you're talking about on the time.
It might
help clarify your phone. You're talking about from your phone. From your phone, okay.
Right.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about the Ministries United for Yeshua Facebook Messenger group.
Oh, okay.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'll add you. I'll add each one of y'all. We're all a part of the same body, so let's come forward. Let's bring revival to our country once again, together, through the blood and the same banner of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, you guys all have a great and wonderful
testimony.
Night.
That's it.
That's right, brother. Y'all have a great and wonderful night.
Night.
Good night.
God bless you.